Rob Schneider is a somewhat popular comedic actor.
Sharks are like dogs. They only bite when you touch their private parts.
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
They went together like lamb and tuna fish.
Claustrophobia, the gayest of all phobias.
You can do it!
Keep hop anonymous?
My life sucks.
Rated PG-13.
The Tomster, making copies. Mr. Tom.
Welcome to Rob Schneider, Could You Not? A complete retrospective of all Rob Schneider movies, past, present, but thank God, not really future. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Caleb George.
Yeah, this week we look at The Hot Chick, released on December 11th, 2002.
Wow.
Yeah.
14 years old.
Yeah. We missed some films. Some films he was in, Mr. Deeds. He was the same character as the guy in Big Daddy.
He's the same character?
And you know, Big Daddy, he does the delivery guy.
Hip-hop anonymous?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's in Mr. Deeds. He's just when Deeds is saving cats and a woman from her fiery apartment and throwing them out the window, one of the cats lands in his bag.
Really?
Yeah. And it just says,
I like to believe that maybe Rob Schneider is just the same person in all
the films.
And it's like a Tarantino thing where it's like he's built out this entire world that we don't know about.
Happy Madison, there's a Happy Madison universe.
There absolutely is.
It all connects.
I bet it does.
And it's all stupid.
But it connects in laziness.
Yes.
Rather than like Tarantino's brilliant, like, this is how it connects to this. And this, yeah. And they're referencing this movie and blah, blah, blah. They're just like, oh, yeah, let's reuse that.
Yeah.
It worked the first time.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, example, in 51st Dates, the 10-second Tom.
Yeah.
10-second Tom shows up in Blended.
No way.
At the CVS or Walgreens that they're at buying stuff. And he's like just a character buying stuff before, and he gets kicked out. And it makes no sense. It's like, oh, so these universes are connected? So either are these the same two people who have like moved on, or are these just two people who look exactly the same?
Wow.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Adam Sandler's character in the You Can Do It in The yeah. Animal... That's just in that universe what that You Can Do It character looks like.
Yeah.
And then in all other universes, it looks like Rob Schneider.
In Rob Schneider's universe, his You Can Do It guy is Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler's universe is You Can
there
Do It.
There we go. That's incredible.
It's insane. Yeah. We also missed him in 8 Crazy Nights. He is the voice of the narrator and the Chinese waiter. He does an amazing Chinese accent in that
does
film.
Does he, though?
Spot on. You can't even tell it's him. You're just like... Oh, is this a Chinese person? Sounds exactly like a Chinese person.
And I would like his mom is Asian, yeah. So I don't know if I'm offended by that.
Maybe she loves it.
Maybe, I don't know.
First of all, real quick, we'll get to the movie. Just want to do a quick shout out. This is something I keep forgetting to do to our listeners in other countries. Right now, only 80% of our listeners are in the United States.
No way.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And we always have we have 3 solid other countries I just want to say hi to. 4% are in Australia.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I would love it. Hey, Australia, somebody there, get me a job. I'll move to Australia.
Seriously.
I'll move to Sydney in a second.
Seriously.
Right? 4% are in Canada.
Okay.
Hey, friends in the north.
Bacon, Canadian. Oh, we just lost 4%.
There it is. They're all gone. And 3% are in the United Kingdom, all over the United Kingdom. So, and the rest are all 1%, so I have no idea if those are robot web crawlers or actual people. If you're part of that 1%, please let us know.
Also, return Wall Street.
If you are part of that 1% or part of the other people who are from other countries and that want to give us a shout-out, you can give us a call at 405-418-6273. That's 405-418-NARD. Leave us a voicemail. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. You can find us at Twitter at sandlerplsstop. Plot synopsis of this movie.
Oh, let's get it.
An attractive and popular teenager who is mean-spirited towards others finds herself in the body of an older man and must find a way to get back to her original body.
So this is a... Freaky Friday situation.
This is 100% Freaky
Vice
Friday.
Vice versa.
Yes.
It's a body swapping.
This is a body swapping movie.
Okay.
Does the
piece of shit human being... Because again, another film where Rob Schneider's a piece of shit. How could anyone live like this piece of shit, Rob Schneider?
Yes.
Does he get into the body of a hot person?
He has to have.
Yeah? Have you seen it? I've never seen
it. I've never seen it.
Okay.
It's on the poster. We don't see that other girl, I don't think. Okay. And on the promotional
I wonder if it's going to be a famous person, like Rachel McAdams before she like hit it big.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
Facts about this movie. Budget, $34 million.
Wow. And that's less than...
That's,
Animal, right?
That's way less than Animal. Animal right. was like 70 or 80, remember? It's, oh boy.
Yeah.
Because that one didn't do as well. So they're like, all right, we'll give you we'll 34 you million. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry that I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It made $35 million. So
it broke even.
Not really. Because with all the promo stuff, they lost money on this
You think
movie.
So?
Yeah. The
but
actor...
the DVD sales had to be through the roof.
Oh, never mind. Guaranteed. This was at Blockbuster. This was at Family Video. This is at any local video store.
Yeah.
This is a great movie to pick up of like, what's out? I don't know. There's this really like, this drama is supposed to be really good and it's like Oscar nominated. And but it seems like a lot. We could just watch Rob
Schneider. Or it's like White Elephant gift sales just through the roof.
Through the roof. If somebody gave me this as a White Elephant gift. It's touche.
You know what? It's actually not a bad White Elephant gift. If you just give them like a basket of Rob Schneider, an evening of Rob Schneider, and you just like have a bouquet of Rob Schneider movies, and then like, you just have other little like trinkets like candies or whatever.
Oh, you got, if you're listening to this podcast, somebody do that to our top three, like buy the top three that we put it in there.
That would be smart.
The actor who plays Billy, Matthew Lawrence, is the same actor who played Robin Williams' son in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, wow.
So the guy who plays Robin Williams' son, you remember him?
Yeah. Robin Williams?
Yes.
Yes, I
remember
Robin. Remember
his son in that movie, that kid.
Like, that's going to be an eye-opener because like, he would be... When was
Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's only
like 8 years older. I don't know. Okay. Mrs. Doubtfire, 90... Hey, Google, when was Mrs. Doubtfire released?
95. I'm going to say it right now.
Mrs. Doubtfire was released in the United States of America on November 22nd, 1993.
1993.
That's 2 years
off. So we're 9 years on this one.
So
it's
he's
9 years different.
Young adult.
He is. It's going to be, I can't wait to see him. Format, we watch the movie together. We stop it every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one could you not card to pause the movie just in case that 30 minutes is up and there's something we need to talk about.
What's Which that? We haven't used yet.
No. Why would we use it?
I don't know. The whole movie is why?
It's like, really difficult to pick a point where we're like, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
The entire movie is, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Please stop.
We'll see. I bet there's going to be like a batshit crazy Rob Schneider film down the line.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope so.
They're only getting worse. So.
Yes. Are you ready for the hot chick?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Somebody hit the lights so we could rock a day and night. People getting down, that's right. From AM to PM. Everybody looking like stars.
Like stars.
All the chicks and the fellas in the bars.
In the bars.
All of y'all bumping this in your cars.
In your cars.
From AM to PM.
Into the hot chick, and Caleb George just yelled out, "It's 145 minutes?
It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The last one was only 80.
I just thought all Schneider films would assume we're not going to put him through
too much.
But
80 minutes is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what do you think? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What do you got?
First of all, I cannot believe I called Rachel McAdams.
They're both in here. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I was just thinking like a poor man's Mean Girls.
Yeah,
that's she came to my head because I was like, oh, it's basically Mean Girls, but like awful. But
it is very.
She's playing Regina George in just a shittier version.
Yep, this is crappy Mean Girls.
Yes,
this is like
awful
not
mean
even
girls.
Close to good Mean Girls.
And Anna Faris.
Yep.
Like this, they both of these go on to be huge stars. This had to be one of their first films.
No, Anna Faris. She was big at this point.
Was she? I mean, she.
She had to be in the scary movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. Right?
So then that's a big name.
Yeah. Rob Schneider. Big draw. You guys, can we talk? I want to talk about the very first scene of the movie.
Let's break into it.
They got the old set from The Mummy, and they spent a ton of money on this opening thing just to explain to us why the Freaky Friday situation is happening.
Half the budget. Easy.
Easy.
I mean, just even the shot, like the shot of this beautiful temple on the side of a mountain as the camera just like slowly cranes up. It's great.
It's great.
Oh, cool. I love the Mummy. This is fantastic.
If you were in the theaters and this happened, I turned to you and I'm like, are we in? Is this Hot Chick?
I almost turned to you and was like, dude, we're not watching Scorpion King. Like,
Scorpion King! I'd much rather watch, I've never seen it, much rather watch that.
I don't know. Once you see that superimposed rock head on a scorpion.
It's just to show that they're old, magical Egyptian earrings that allow you to switch bodies as long as one person has one earring on, the other person has the other earring.
Yeah, and I guess that's how this woman that's married to be to this awful king or whatever, she decides she wants to switch bodies, which is basically the first time that someone ever destroyed the patriarchy.
There it is. Taking it down. And that's what this movie's about.
Had her servant live a life of awfulness. Well, I guess she went out and I don't know what she did. I don't know where. I would rather see that story of the woman that switched places
and then escaped.
To avoid. Yeah, to escaped and like went on a journey across the world.
That is a better story.
While she subjugated her maid to a life of an awful man.
That is way better than what we do see. We see a group of mean girls who have another group of mean girls that they don't like.
Right.
They go to a mall. The main character buys these Egyptian earrings at an African store.
Yeah.
In which we are subjugate to the "you could put your weed in there" sketch from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Which, Caleb, you haven't seen that one?
I have not seen it.
Rob Schneider is famous for two sketches on Saturday Night Live.
I just know the copies.
Making copies. Yeah. And he has a scene. It's a game scene where it's a store similar to what we see in the movie. It's like it has all these awesome artifacts and cool things. And then the whole bit is like explaining how cool it is. And then he's like, yeah, you could put your weed in there. And like, that's where you put your weed. And it's just making fun of the fact that like, if you smoke marijuana and you have a lot, you kind of keep it in a weird spot.
Yeah. And Adam Sandler plays...
Adam Sandler is in there.
Adam,
for a solid, a lot of it.
And I have to say, I not knowing that that was a sketch on Saturday Night Live and basically they're recycling material, again, all these Rob Schneider films, they build this world and they pull from it. I liked the bit.
It was a better version of the bit that we see on Saturday Night Live.
Is it really?
Yeah, that his long explanation thing was like really good.
Yeah.
Also, it's because it's Adam Sandler and not Rob Schneider.
And he's subtle about it, and he's kind of just this weirdo character. So I actually really liked the bit.
Yeah.
But if you've seen that bit before and you're like, oh, cool, it's the same bit.
Yeah. Who's going to see this movie? Who's going to go see the Hot Chick who's a big Saturday Night Live nerd?
I don't, because this isn't intended. This is like, at this point, that joke would have been, or that sketch would have been, what, 10 years old on Saturday Night Live?
Like 8. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So, I mean, this is geared towards 13-year-old boys again.
Yeah, so they're not even that.
So, you know, the time that sketch came out, they would have been 4 or 5. They don't have any concept of that.
They have no idea. Right? To them, it's brand new, I guess.
Right.
I guess.
So, but it's also like, you know, I guess it's a new bit for them, so they're seeing it for the first time. But it's not even that, like, what are you trying to do? Reintroduce your sketch? Or they think they could play both cards in terms of like, oh, this will be a reference for people who get the sketch. So we're playing to that audience that's older, and we're going to bring this brilliant sketch to a new generation.
No, I don't think that's what they thought. I thought the script had that they were in an African store, and Rob Schneider's like, hey, I had a sketch about that. Can we put my sketch in here? Because also, you know, my buddy's producing the movie, so he needs to be in it.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly.
Why did I think better?
Then they drive off in a Volkswagen Beetle convertible, the most 2000 things ever. This whole movie is the most 2000s things ever.
So many midriffs.
So many girls'
so
midriffs.
So many midriffs. So many.
I love it. Great movie.
Okay, I do have to talk about, so I started watching it in the first easily 5 minutes of the film. I was so overwhelmed with what was happening that I didn't write anything down because I didn't know what to write down.
I did. I wrote down information, exclamation point.
Yeah, that would have been the only thing I could have written down too. So the moment they kind of, you know, open up the scene with the whole, you know, Scorpion King intro or whatever, then they jump to like modern times and it's this mean girl situation. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like Bring It On. They might even just use the Toro's outfit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're playing patty cake in the classroom.
Like they're 12.
Like they're 12, which yeah. I understand later is a way that later that's how they use to know that, you know,
they're friends
that once Rob Schneider switched into this body and he is Rachel McAdams, that's how they find out, like that's how Anna Faris realizes, oh, this is my friend.
Yeah.
But why that trope of like, what 18-year-old girls play patty cake?
Not even good patty cake.
No.
Where you switch the hands.
Right.
You guys, it's literally just clap together, hands two hands together. Out. Clap yep. together, two hands out. Yep. I've never seen a group of girls do that.
And I'm just like, what a dumb, stupid mechanism. That I get why you're yeah. doing it, but why is that the mechanism through which you're going to decide later this is how they know each other?
Probably because in that part, there's so much information.
Yeah.
There's so much exposition of what they're setting up everything for the movie within the first, after Scorpion King. They got 5 minutes. You know, they spent 5 minutes on Scorpion King yeah. to explain the earrings. Then they're going to spend 5 minutes on both these characters to establish who they are.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider's character is a thief who robs a gas station?
Yeah. And then just like powers awful food into his mouth.
Yeah. Why? He slams Slurpee for no reason.
For no reason.
It
He's
was
just taking everything.
And he slams nacho cheese sauce. And then I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get so much of this.
Anyway, they switch bodies. She wakes up. And then that's when the movie really begins. It's when Rob Schneider acting like, this is like, have you ever taught an improv group or class and one of the guys in the class, when he plays a woman, like has a lisp
yeah.
and like goes over the top yep. and is like, dude, that's not like what a woman.
Yeah.
You just like, can you try to actually yeah. pretend like a woman? And exactly. Rob Schneider's not pretending to be like a woman.
Right.
He's pretending to be a stereotype of a woman.
Right. Yeah. They built this film backwards in terms of, I think they were like, let's have Rob Schneider play a high school girl.
Okay.
How do we build that? How do we make that happen?
Well, it's Freaky Friday, the situation.
Freaky Friday, perfect.
Cool.
But that's weird.
Okay.
How do you, I mean, you can't, like, what is it, how do we make this switch? I don't understand. How
I
do
got
you,
it.
What?
I got it. My yeah. roommate, he's a giant, like, Egypt nerd. He's really into, like, the pyramids and garbage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he's working on this new Scorpion King movie.
Really?
He's not done with it. He only has, like, a couple pages done, but I'm going to steal those pages. We'll use those.
Perfect.
Done. There's magic in Egypt, right?
Yes, that's all. That's how they built the pyramids.
Got it. Aliens.
Not on the backs of slavers.
No.
That's
easier for my mind to deal with, that aliens did it and not slaves.
Yeah. I also like don't understand the earring switch situation. She put one earring on to see how it looked, and then she wore that one earring the rest of the day, never realized that she lost the other one. They drive off from the station or from like the gas station mm-hmm. and the other earring is just laying on the ground. Rob Schneider sees it and picks it up.
Yeah, like how? They didn't show how that happened.
They didn't show how that happened.
It doesn't make any sense.
She never gets out of the car, so why is it on the ground?
Yeah.
Like,
she never does anything, like flips her hair. They
no.
could have easily just shown her like
and then
flipping her hair. And
then just,
out.
Yeah, there you go. Just she shakes, she puts both of them on, she shakes her hair, the earring comes out, and then you see it fly through the air, you give it a little glimmer to show it's
yeah.
magical, and it lands on the ground. And then Rob Schneider sees it, it gets a glimmer again, and he picks it up. Like,
yeah.
that's how you show that.
No, they're just lazy.
It is lazy. It's so lazy.
They're super lazy. I also wrote down, there's a song about summer in here. The soundtrack in this movie is like third string Adam Sandler movie.
They cut the budget in half.
They
that
did.
Means you don't get the Offspring Smash Mouth songs.
You don't. You get you get fifth string whatever. There's this song about summer. I don't know. I'm going to play it after we're done talking here.
Okay.
To, like in between
the
breaks. It is like LFO and what's that like? Chinese food makes me sick. Is that FLO?
I
like girls that wear
crazy,
Abercrombie and
crazy,
Fitch.
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town? Oh, no. That's my love. Don't go.
Oh,
my
that's
love.
It.
You're my butterfly.
Yeah, so,
I'd say it's a mixture of those two.
So yeah, that's LMF. That's not the girls for the summer. The summer. That's LMF and not LMFAO.
LMFAO. Yes. LFO.
LFO.
Yes. There's like fifth string them in
yeah.
this movie. That song is so weird.
So bad.
It really takes you out.
I'm also starting to see the lazier the films get when it's just physical bits. There's just like. Just everyone gets thrown shit at them, or they get hit in the head and they fall down, or it's falling down the bleachers twice, which would have killed anyone. But apparently Rob Schneider, who I have to say again, is in great shape.
He's in great shape.
He's in great shape.
He is. Rob Schneider's never been in bad shape.
No.
He's one of those guys who's just, I bet you if he eats bad for like a year, he gets a little tummy.
Yeah. But he's in great shape again.
He's in great shape. He's in, yeah, he knows he's going to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his hair is just out of control.
Out of control.
In these last movies, I don't know what he's going for. Give me a clown look?
I guess. But again, it just adds to that allure of like, what a piece of shit human being. Like, that's what he's playing all the time is just like, yeah. Can you believe this piece of shit?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to this piece of shit? You know, like,
this piece of shit's gotten himself into another situation.
No, that's really what it is. That's really, that's how they should market all of these. This piece of shit again.
Look at this piece of shit. Now he's a snail. Come see piece of shit in a snail. That's the South Park, thing.
Really is that. I'll tell you what, though. I'd rather see the Rachel McAdams version of this.
I would much rather.
Rachel McAdams being a piece of shit.
Look at this piece of shit. Also, there's a scene where he's cutting his, Rob Schneider is the girl, the right. Teenage girl now. And she is shaving her nose and her ears and her armpits or whatever. And then I'm like, hey, cool. How about you shave your head and put on a wig so then you could and then pretend to be a girl that way?
100%. 100%.
Why not?
Why? If you are so disgusted by the way you look, then change yourself.
Yeah. Also, I would much rather this movie is she's still exactly who she looks like, but right. Inside she's Rob Schneider.
Right.
Or they switch the insides.
Yeah.
So then that makes sense that way.
Yeah.
Or did they? No, they did switch their insides. No, because, what am I talking about?
Because now Rob Schneider is in the body of Rachel McAdams.
No, this is what I mean.
What?
I mean that they switch, but they keep their bodies look the same. So to her, she feels like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
You mean
forget what I said.
Okay.
My idea is too complicated.
Okay. But I have a question here. So keeping this storyline, Deuce Bigalow didn't do well with the ladies.
Yes.
So he became continued that downward spiral of being a piece of shit and decided he wanted to, you know, be in the police force. So yep. he became the animal. So now he's got animal parts in him.
Yeah.
So now I feel like that hero story, it all went to shit. Maybe the animal parts started to break down.
I got it, because in the animal, that girl that he ends up with is the first person that guy did it to. Turns out he did it wrong. She dies from all the animal parts inside of her.
He's broken down.
He breaks. Yeah. He kills the scientist.
His litter. Oh.
Whoa, he kills the scientist.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because he still does have a litter somewhere.
Somewhere. He kills the scientist because he's mad at him.
Yeah.
And he goes on a life of crime. And he's going and he's...
Love it.
And he's stealing money and he's... But he's an idiot, so he's robbing gas stations.
Yeah.
And this is where we meet him.
I love it.
Also, we have yet to see... We've only seen one scene in which where we see her as Rob Schneider.
Right.
And I have a feeling we're not like... Because there's the thing of like, hey, this really gross, awful person is now switched into the body of a really hot 18-year-old girl.
How is she going to exploit that?
How are they going to like...
Which I had like a really visceral reaction because she's talking about how she's saving herself for her boyfriend. And my first thought is, oh no, if she switches places,
yeah,
he's going to defile her purity.
He's 100% defiled it.
And that really is bothersome to me. Like that shakes me at my core.
It is.
Like, that's so invasive and awful. If someone took my body and like, gave me STDs or, like, just became a whore and just, like, whored themselves out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, prostitute, lady of the night. That's probably a better term. But, like, just became, like, use their body for sex. Like, and then I got it back. Like, that is incredibly disturbing for
me. They have to have something's going to come up to explain why he hasn't defiled her.
I hope so.
They have to explain that. Otherwise, everyone's thinking it. Because as Rob Schneider, as the girl, Rob Schneider, shows his penis to her best friend.
Yeah.
And they all laugh at his tiny wiener.
Yeah. It's a top five wiener. How many wieners have you seen?
Five, including my little brothers.
You whore. And then they start like, you tramp. And then they start like such a fucking pillow fight.
Dude, porn start out better than this.
I know. I know. I have to say, man, I love Anna Faris's timing is just insane.
It's great.
It's so good.
Her acting has never been that good.
No.
It's always been a little like bubbly. Right. Weird. But her timing, she knows comedy.
Just incredible.
She knows comedy.
Yeah, she just is, in terms of that.
Do you have any more notes or can you even see them? Because my cat is sitting on your notebook.
Nope. I didn't need that at all. Didn't need any of it. So, nope. I'm done.
You done? All right. Let's watch 30 more minutes of The Hot Chick. Enjoy this summer song.
Oh, God. I'll
be locked in the room, not waiting for long. And to tell you the truth, I don't even want to sing the song. The sun is out, that's what my group is all about. Yeah, I'm real dumb. That's what my group is all about. It's time to roll, let's get what's got to be had. And you know, the more you see, the more you know, you seem to need it so bad. I'm getting lines, so let's have a good time and let's go.
Hour and 8 minutes into The Hot Chick, and it just gets more boring and weird.
Yeah, boring for sure. I'm kind of like losing interest.
I have lost interest. they don't even have good set pieces. It's just it's just stumbling through things.
Yeah.
It's doing things where you're like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Why are they here?
Yep.
Why is this important to me?
Why is this an hour and 45 minutes? You could easily cut 20 minutes out of this thing.
I say you can cut an hour and 45 minutes out. And just make the movie poster. And I've got it. I've gotten all the jokes.
Yep.
Can we talk about the pee scene? My favorite scene.
Let's talk about the pee scene.
So Rob Schneider's been a woman for, I don't know, they don't really establish time in this movie well.
Yeah.
A couple days.
Probably a couple days. Probably a weekend.
And apparently he's only peed in toilets sitting down, and he is yet to try peeing standing up.
Yeah.
And he's at a club, and there's an old
wise... What was the name of the club?
Oh, something gross.
Yeah, like Tang. Something to do with Tang. Right?
Yeah, like Now Tang, or The Most Tang, or... Flappy Tang.
It's something like that. It was an awful gross club. Yeah, it's an awful club name.
And there's this old wise black man in there being that, you know, the guys that like change the towels and mints and whatnot. And Rob Schneider tries to sit in the trough, the pee trough.
Yes.
And he can't. And then he picks up.
And remember, he has to use the pee trough because the stall is inhabited right now. Because somebody was eating calamari at a fucking club.
I turned to Caleb, I'm like, no, who's eating calamari at a club?
Why the hell would you eat calamari at like a nightclub?
Who's eating at a nightclub?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Let alone calamari. Like a seafood. There's no way that kitchen is set up to serve seafood at a club.
I'll take the shrimp scampi.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So this guy apparently has the shits because of calamari. So Rob Schneider can't use the stall.
We have to figure out the right pronouns to use. Yeah. And I think the pronoun that we have to use is just Rob Schneider. Instead of man or woman.
I think you're right.
So then he has to pee, and then he goes to pee sitting down, and his butt hits the ice, and it freaks him out. And then he has to pee standing up, and another guy comes in, and they get in a fight. And it's boring.
It's awful.
It's tired. You know the joke. It's stupid. Maybe if you were 10.
Yeah. If you were 10, you'd think it's funny. But the other problem I have is I'm like, this isn't funny because you're assuming that this woman, Rachel McAdams, stuck in this body, is just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, Rob Schneider picks up a chunk of ice
that,
like... I'm like, you know people, even if you had never peed before, you know people pissed on that. And
you would
be like, I'm not going to pick that up, but why is there ice? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I can understand being kind of baffled by the idea of why there's ice there if you've never been in a men's restroom.
Yeah.
But like, no one would pick it up. Only a stupid person would do that.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
I think I've been in a conversation where I've been talking and some women have said, what, there's ice?
Yeah.
And I'm like... Oh, yeah, if you're in, like, a crappy bar or place that, like, doesn't flush, it just... if you pee, the hot pee melts the ice, and it's semi way to like semi keep it clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the water, because men are disgusting and they won't flush.
Exactly.
Or if it's a big trough thing that doesn't flush.
Yep.
I've had to explain that, but then the girl, a woman would go, oh, okay, go pee in there, and then come back out to her friends and be like, "There's ice in there."
Yeah, exactly.
And then have that discussion.
And the whole pee thing doesn't make sense to me. Like, they did this joke in Jumanji, if you've seen. Have you seen Jumanji
No,
yet?
I want to see it.
It's really good. They do this joke because Jack Black obviously is in a...
Oh, Jack Black and Robin Williams are in it?
I got really bad news for you.
No!
No, I won't spoil it.
You're talking about the newest Jumanji.
Yeah, the newest Jumanji.
Jack Black.
He's a girl. Like, his character is like a... I don't know, like a character within the game, but a girl plays his character. So he's doing the same thing bit here, only it's done way more tastefully.
Well, because Jack Black is an amazing...
Yeah, and it's so really funny. But there is a moment where Jack Black has to pee, and he's never done it before, and it's really well done. It's very funny, and it's just kind of this like, I don't get this sensation, this is so weird type thing, which is how you handle it. Yeah. This is like... I don't think this is a situation where it's like a new perspective for this woman having to pee as a man. It's just she's stupid.
She's an idiot.
You're making her stupid.
You're making her... This is the first time she's been in public.
Yes.
Like she's an alien.
Exactly. And I want to remind you, Bacon, and our listeners, we've spent 5 minutes talking about this. about a pee scene in which we are talking very seriously when a woman is a man and has to piss for the first time.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Well, there's a bunch of scenes that you could write for that. I feel like there is comedy there. I feel like there is something that you can do.
Yeah.
This is just the most lazy, obvious thing, and it's not original or funny, and that's why it's annoying.
My other problem is, you know, kind of keeping in the same club scene, is when he goes and he orders his drinks from the bartender, who is obviously homophobic.
Super homophobic.
Because...
The most homophobic.
Yeah, the most homophobic. Because if like someone was effeminate to me at the bar and ordered like a buttery nipple and like a sex on the beach and all this stuff like he does, I wouldn't stare at them and be like,
"What the fuck is wrong?"
Right. I would look at them and be like, "Cool, you're gay."
Yeah.
Or
cool. You like sugary drinks.
Right.
Or you're a hummingbird disguised as a human who's just coming in for sugar.
For sweet nectar.
Yeah. Hey, let me feel your heart and see if it's beating at 300 beats per minute.
That's another movie I want to see.
Oh, Rob Schneider's a hummingbird? And now, he's a hummingbird. And he's about to find out that being a bird is for the birds. The hot bird. He has to fight off a stork that wants to have sex with him.
God,
there's a scene in which the mom tries to have sex with him, and she's the daughter.
Yes.
Even Pornhub wouldn't go this far.
Hell no.
Jesus.
They
at least put
awkward.
Step in there.
Yeah, it's really awkward. And the dad's an asshole. As a human being, the dad is an asshole.
The dad's awful. The girl is awful. Can we please, the woman that Rob Schneider is playing.
Yes.
All we know about her is that she's an awful human being, and I don't like her.
Absolutely.
She has no redeeming qualities.
No.
She's learning to have redeeming qualities as a man. That's the whole thing.
Right.
But there's people in her life. Her boyfriend loves her so much. She says that she's like he says she's a great person.
Yeah.
He's waiting for sex because he loves her so much. It's not about how hot she is.
Yeah.
And then the dad, oh, God.
The dad's, well, my problem is that, like, they paint it as, like, this dad, once dad gets around other guys, he's just a guy.
He's a dude.
And
hey,
I'm like,
I cut my pubes. Want
to
see him?
Right, exactly.
I just did that to Caleb when he came in.
Exactly. That's my big problem with it is I'm like, if that doesn't have to do with being a guy, that's an asshole.
That's a huge thing.
If, like, a guy came up to me and treated me that way, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me and leave me alone. Do not show me your penis. I do not want to see.
Look at my dick, though.
It's
look at it.
Well kempt.
Thank you. I need somebody to appreciate it. Dude, no dude's going around showing his dick like that.
Or farting, like just like farting it on people, like and just being like a general douchebag. Like he elbowed Rob Schneider in the face playing basketball.
That's a dick move in a pickup
game. That's a dick move, yeah.
You're doing a pickup game, you're kind of competitive, trying, but you're not fucking throwing elbows.
No, it's such, and I'm just looking at this guy, I'm like, that's not, guys aren't dicks to each other. That's an asshole. That's a terrible human being.
And again, we would let all this stuff go if it was funny.
Right. It's not.
If a lot of stuff happens in comedies where you're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But it's funny.
Right.
Like in The Jerk, when he's getting shot at and it's hitting the oil cans.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, he hates these cans. Yeah. And you're like, God, that guy is so stupid.
Right.
It is the dumbest thing. It's funny.
Right.
It's a fun bit. It's the person who wrote it is intelligent.
Right. Exactly.
The person who wrote this is an idiot.
An idiot. It's really frustrating. And I think the most frustrating film part about this whole film so far is that that dance sequence to Mystical was only about 30 seconds, and I really enjoyed it.
There was Shake Your Ass, But Watch Yourself, and it was a great dance sequence. And you know what? Rob Schneider can dance.
Rob Schneider can dance.
He can dance there.
And like, there's this whole like choreographed dance thing that he does where Rob Schneider has to go to the bar, to this bar, whatever, Tang Bar, and find as a scorpion tattoo on the back of somebody who might have put a hex on him. So he has to dance with like the rival cheerleader, and it's like a choreographed thing. And then after that, like, he rips off her shirt, which is awful. And but then he dances on the dance floor, and I'm like, I am actually enjoying this.
I was enjoying it. And then it was over immediately.
I don't want to have too much fun.
Less than 60 seconds.
Yeah.
The movie's not fun either.
No, it's not.
I mean, there it has a 90s vibe to it. I was trying to figure, who's Billy? Who's Mrs. Doubtfire's son? Who's Billy? I don't know.
Oh, no, it's the boyfriend.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Dude, that's a good-looking dude.
It is.
He is ripped.
He is ripped.
That is not.
It is. I just now realized it.
Wow.
It's been a while since I've seen Mrs. Doubtfire, but it's the boyfriend.
It is him. Yeah. That is his face.
Yep, it is. It's his face.
He's
on like a man's
actor.
Body now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. He's a good-looking dude.
He is a good-looking dude.
Didn't even combine those two. Good on him.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
Good. I think I've seen him in other movies.
Really?
I just never put it. Because in Mrs. Doubtfire, he's kind of pudgy face.
Right, yeah.
And here is cut.
He is ripped.
Wow. All right. Also, sister are in this.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That's crazy. And they, like, it feels like they just pulled sister right out of the show. Sister.
Yeah. And they stand next to each other.
Next to each other.
They do the exact same thing.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Oh, my God.
Can we also talk about the sexual tension between Rob Schneider and the best friend?
Yes.
There's clearly some
Anna
huge
Faris
sexual
tension. Anna Faris wants to fuck Rob Schneider.
Anna Faris is the
Rachel
most
McAdams.
Thirsty.
Yes.
Even after seeing his dick.
Yes.
The first thing she does is ask to see his dick.
Yeah.
And now she's slowly falling in love with him.
Which is really weird.
Is it?
Well, it's weird for me for two reasons, right? Either A, she is sexually attracted to her best friend, or she's sexually attracted to Rob Schneider. So either one of those, I don't mind.
Both are weird.
Both are weird.
But I think it's... Okay, here's the thing. Imagine it's her best friend.
Yeah.
It's her best friend in a male's body.
Right.
Isn't that what you're always trying to find in the person that you go out with,
but
the person you marry?
Well,
you're my best friend.
Right.
And also I'm sexually attracted to you.
Right. That's not the problem I have. The problem I have is it's Rob Schneider.
Yeah. And no one should be.
How is anyone attracted to Rob Schneider? That's my problem. Like, I absolutely get your point. I understand. To me, I'm going, Rob, that you look at that guy and go, God, I want to have sex with him.
God.
No way. Like, I get that dynamic of like.
Well, Anna Faris is weird. You know, she's quirky.
True.
She likes funny guys.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Her and Chris Pratt just split.
Oh, R.I.P.
Who died?
That relationship. yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's a little weird. Why are they going that way? Why are they going that route in this movie?
Yeah, they do it a lot too. It's like, it's like, I don't know. Everyone wants to fuck everybody else now that the roles are switched around.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They've gone through the first ideas of like, all right, now we've switched a man and a woman. We've switched them around. Let's go through some ideas of some funny situations.
Right.
And it seems like they just went like with the very first ideas that they had.
Yeah.
Because it's all convoluted.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and we see the girl who's in Rob Schneider, the main girl, who's now in
Rachel
Rob
McAdams?
Schneider, who switched.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. We see her. We finally... The movie is an hour and 8 minutes in.
Yeah.
We get one cutback to see what's going on with her, and it's literally her buying tampons.
Because it's the opposite of the pee scene. It's like, this guy doesn't know how to cope with having a period.
Yeah. And he comes out and he goes, I gotta do what now?
Yeah. What? Like, he'd never,
no guy.
Like, he'd never spoken to a woman.
Yeah.
Like, Like, it's so frustrating. It's like, I have never had a period and I've never used a Tampax, but I wouldn't, if I had to suddenly do it, wouldn't walk out and be like,
what am I going to do? I mean, I'm sure
I wouldn't turn into Scooby-Doo.
You wouldn't, but you do a lot. But
too often.
It would, how about you go into like, I bet you would be weird.
Yeah.
I bet it would be really fucking weird.
Yeah.
How about you get into that? Maybe. There's a gross way of
There's a gross doing way of doing that. It. But I will say this, that's actually a film I would see, is like a guy honestly trying to cope with that situation, because I think that's funny, because I think someone, us moving into a situation where we're uncomfortable and we don't know how to do it.
Yeah, fish out of water.
Fish out of water, exactly, right? And I think if you treated it with honesty, it'd be a funny scene, because especially because like women would be able to relate to it, and I think guys would be able to relate to it. I think that's a universal humor there, as long as you treat it with honesty.
It's not.
But none of this is treated with a sense of honesty.
I say that's the best part. There's nothing honest about the movie, and it makes you upset.
Right.
And it's giving its lowest possible attempt at humor.
Yeah.
And if you're not 13 years old, you're not enjoying it.
Right. Exactly.
What else you got?
I mean, I really don't have anything else.
No, I'm fine.
I just want to get through the last.
All right, let's finish this bad boy.
The last half. Or third.
What?
Third halves.
The last, half. Yeah. You guys, we have like 40 minutes left. We're just going to plow right through it. Here we go.
Let's do it. When I rock like this, rock like this, rock like this. When I rock like this, when I rock like this, it's rhythm. When I rock like this, rock like this, rock like this. When I rock like this, when I rock like this, it's rhythm.
Have finished Hot Chick.
God.
Wow.
Wow.
What a roller coaster.
I hated that movie.
That was bad.
I really didn't like that movie.
Wow. It is all over the place.
It is so convoluted, a plot line and storylines, and the way it all comes together is just weird.
And then the choices that they make, they're like, hey, we're at a strip club. This is like the last scene. It's going to be here. It also has to be the place where all these high school boys come.
Yeah.
And a family shows up.
The choice to end it in a strip club is very, very odd.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, we find out that that's exactly what's been happening.
Yeah.
The bad guy, who is now the woman, has been going around selling her body and stripping?
Yeah, it appears so.
So
she's using her sexuality to earn money.
Earn money.
But they never explicitly say, like, she had sex with somebody and kind of soiled this idea of keeping her virginity.
I don't think that she did, because I don't think that character, Rob Schneider, the bad guy, would allow that to happen.
You don't think so?
I don't think he would let a man have sex with him.
Oh, it'd that's too a good gross point. To him. That's a good
point. So he you feel like that's gross to me.
I cannot believe we're having this conversation. I literally, with all sincerity, went, oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Rob Schneider as a woman.
You're right. That would feel unnatural to him.
It would. We are talking about that in which there was a cheerleading competition in which some of the cheerleaders had on their chest what school they were, and one school was called Coast, and one school was called Beach.
You go to Coast?
Oh, I go to Beach.
Oh.
Oh, I know we're supposed to be pretty similar.
Yeah, no. Have you met anybody right here? I'm looking for somebody from, Peninsula.
Oh, ooh, yeah. They're hanging out with Valley.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, here comes Mountains. The Mountains.
Hi.
Of course, that's how everyone from Mountains speaks.
Yeah, we're hill people. Yeah, we're the hill people.
And we're the rolling hills.
Yeah. I also, at one point, said, I don't like the school colors they picked. They're the bees, the main school, they're the bees. And I said, I don't like the colors they picked. That the red, yellow, and a little black. It doesn't show bee to me.
I know. You and your graphic designer
And uniforms I really like.
It looks like they really literally ripped off the Rancho Chero Bring It On uniforms.
And I've never seen that. So maybe that's what they were trying to do?
Maybe.
Is it around the same time?
It's around the same time.
Okay.
Again, it feels like they're pulling pieces from other films in order to cut budget.
Yeah. What else? What kind of notes do you have on that last one there? Billy is 100% that guy. That's great.
Yeah,
100%. Mrs. Doubtfire can totally see it.
Yeah. Oh, so now that you've watched it, you're like, oh, that's definitely
100%.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Rob Schneider's mom.
Rob Schneider's mom.
The judge.
She's been in every single film.
She's been in everything we've seen so far.
Adam Sandler comes back at the end to do the one more time, put your weed in there joke, but it's the vagina.
It's a vagina. It's a vagina joke.
What girl would put their weed in their vagina?
It cannot be sanitary.
Why?
Yeah. Why would you do it? Especially whatever. When there's a store at the mall where you could put weed in everything.
Put weed in there. You can put weed in there.
So actually, this is the first time that Billy sees. There's a scene where he sees her walking down the street, and they kind of imply she's kind of a hooker.
Yeah, she's.
I thought that's
like
the joke they were going for, but they ultimately didn't capitalize on that.
No,
I think probably because they felt they were flying too close to the sun in terms of her kind of being a prostitute.
Yeah,
but she's like, she looks like she's been a torrential downpour. She's like got a trench coat on. She looks like a prostitute, and she's walking down the street, and he pulls up to her in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't understand that. And then he kind of is like, "It's me," and she doesn't really know him because it's Rob Schneider.
Yeah,
and then she's like, "You got $40 on you," and kind of looks around like she's gonna have sex with him, but then they don't capitalize on that. And then she's like, give me your car. And then she gets in the car and she drives off, and Billy doesn't say or do a word.
No.
He just lets her do it.
Yeah.
And it's odd. If it were me, and I'd be like, cool, I'm coming with you. Let me drive. Where do you want to go? I haven't seen you in a week.
Where have you been?
Can
What's
we talk?
Going on?
Can we go somewhere and talk?
Why are you doing this?
Exactly. He just lets it all happen, and you're like, what is going on?
And again, we would let it go if the joke worked. But I don't get the joke
no
in this
joke
situation.
There. Yeah.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but just everything about it is so it feels like they're just mashing so many things together just to see if something works.
And none of it works.
And none of it works.
At the end, we're treated to when Rob Schneider flips back into his body and the girl flips back into her body.
Yeah.
And I wrote down just nightmare fuel because we see Rob Schneider's face on this woman's body and like the CGI that they use is terrifying.
Awful.
It is haunting.
Yeah, it really is.
And then it goes from her boobs to his just chest.
Yeah, which deflate like balloons.
And make a noise like balloons deflating. And then there's also a boing, like
when
a cartoon boing for the boner.
No, not boner, it's just a dick.
The tiny dick comes in. It is, don't watch this film.
It's really bad.
It's not even good to like make jokes at.
No.
It's too confusing.
No, it's way too confusing. It's way too convoluted. And they're just like I said, they're mixing everything together. And there's the N-word joke is in there too.
Whoa,
and that's
I wrote that down.
Insane.
So there's
because
this
it's
whole...
a double racist joke.
I wrote down double racist.
It is. It's racist on so many levels.
One of the main characters, she's half black, half Korean.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like she doesn't like her mom because she's annoying, and we're supposed to take it as she's ashamed of her Korean side.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come off that way.
No.
It comes off that her mom is being annoying.
Yeah.
And which she is, and a little overbearing.
Right.
And then we find, and it's like, is this a real? I mean, I'm sure one person has gone through this, but like, I don't know. If I being half black and half Korean,
this is the second film, this and The Animal, where there's a minority character, literally a minority character, who is struggling with their race.
Yes,
and the way that they write these characters struggle with their race in a way that is supposed to be funny, but it's not social commentary and it has no value. It's just dumb racist jokes.
Yeah.
That feel now so dated and awful and just like ignorant. Like it doesn't play. And then it all culminates with her mom coming to prom and she's dressed in like
total stereotype hip hop from the 80s.
And was like,
hip-hop.
She calls her Ling Ling the whole time. Ling Ling, you forgot your bling bling.
Yep.
And then before she leaves, she says, N word. Please, with a racist Asian accent.
Yeah, yes.
With a racist Asian accent. And it's two racist jokes at the same
time.
It's so awful. And it's not funny. It's just like, God, how tasteless.
If it's funny, like, if it's done properly, I feel like there's tons of jokes you could do with being half black, half Asian
yeah.
that don't maybe how about written from not a white man's perspective,
right,
of somebody who's gone through that? I bet you there's somebody who could come up with a bunch of
absolutely
like actual like real jokes in there.
Absolutely.
About that. And there's none.
There's none. They just throw their culture under the bus. They throw other cultures they don't understand under the bus. And then she, Ling Ling goes to her mom in the parking lot, and Ling Ling's mom drives off in a lowrider
yeah.
that like has hydraulics. And I'm like,
that's not even the proper stereotype.
No.
That would be Mexican.
Exactly.
If you're going to be making fun of people.
That would be Latino and yeah. Latina and Hispanic. Like, yeah. what are you doing? You don't understand what you're doing. And they're just awful jokes.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Oh, my God.
None of the jokes are good. None of the acting is good. Rob Schneider is standard Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
He doesn't... there's no funny.
No.
There's no funny.
It's just really bad.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about it?
No, are we going to rank it?
Yeah, let's rank it. In our rankings right now, we have number one, Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. Number two, The Animal. Where are you going to put number three?
It's three. This is three.
This is three
it's
for me.
It's just bad. It's so bad.
This is by far... Where's my pen? This is the third.
I feel like this is the beginning of the end, too. I feel like this is the first film of the Rob Schneider ones where I'm like, if it's like this the rest of the way, I'm going to kill myself. Speaking of kill myself,
uh-huh.
we never did talk about the domestic situation with Anna Faris's mom and how she should have died.
Oh my God, you guys, we didn't even... There's so much crazy stuff in this
movie. There's so much we can't get to.
There's a joke where Anna Faris's mom knows what's going on. She like hears everything, but because she like is a stay-at-home mom with nothing to do and like drinks during the day...
Yeah, and takes pills. It's like a 1950s
yes.
domestic...
Like, yeah.
relationship.
She thinks she might be going crazy, and the dad doesn't believe her, and the dad is like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Who like threatens to take her away if she ruins things.
Like, and there's like moments where he just is, they're awful to each other. She's drinking in the kitchen, and she's drinking coffee, and she's mixing alcohol. Yeah. So she's having like an Irish coffee or whatever.
Irish breakfast.
And he walks by her and goes, "Lay off on the coffee."
Yeah.
And I'm like...
In a serious tone. Lay off
and then
the
later,
coffee.
Yeah. She goes... So she... I almost thought she was going to kind of solve all this because she decides she wants to like go out and figure it out when she hears like... I think somebody calls or something. And so she's like, "I'm going to go." And he's like, "If you go, I'm going to commit you." He says that to her. Like, this is like awful, the awful way to treat your wife. So she gets in a car and then she, and I called it. I was like, she's going to run into something or a human being. She runs into a truck and she's like,
truck making deliveries when prom would be going on.
Yeah.
So it's
so like
nine at night.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
The last image we have of her, because we never get away
never
from
her. Never see her again. There's no
her
payoff.
Her head is on the steering wheel and she's like passed out.
Yep.
That woman might be dead.
I hope so. For her sake.
Oh, I know. I know. They probably got out of
there. There was no payoff to that.
No payoff.
All those scenes with her, all her story arc ends with is her crashing a car and getting shit on more.
And there's nothing funny about it. I genuinely like, you need to get a divorce. You need to figure out your life.
Yeah.
You need to see somebody about your... I think you've got an addiction.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many characters where in his films, there are such tertiary or secondary characters that I'm like... You got to figure out what's going on.
Well, here's the thing. In an improv scene, I've played the drunk stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the joke was never on the drunk stay-at-home mom. It was always on somebody else.
Yeah.
This movie punches down on that person, and that's why it's not funny.
Right.
She gets shit on, nothing happens, she's not the hero, and it's not funny.
Right.
You could do that character, like in Mean Girls, there's the mom who's trying to be too cool and lets her kids do too much.
Right.
That's funny,
right?
You know, because we see that her life is great, she's trying this, we see it's a commentary on these people, and it's something fun and original.
Yeah.
And this was not. And that's the problem.
No, don't watch this movie. If you're going to decide to watch this movie, watch Mean Girls instead.
Watch Mean Girls 10 times.
Yeah, seriously.
Such a good movie.
It really is.
So our list from worst to first, Hot Chick, The Animal, and Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. Next week,
Bacon, don't do that.
It's great. It is a movie that I've wanted to see forever. The only reason why I never saw it is because I didn't see the first one. We are watching Deuce Bigalow.
No, we're not.
European Gigolo.
No, we're not.
Yes! Yes! His third starring role is a sequel to his first starring role.
Okay. Is this the order in which the films have come?
Yes. Okay. We watched them in order of theatrical release.
Okay, so he's revisiting. So he's, man, Deuce has been through some shit.
Yep.
At the end of this film, Deuce apparently is about to be raped. Is what they have insinuated. The homophobic bartender picks him up after Deuce Bigelow escapes from a cop car that you can open the
back doors
from the inside, which is the worst cop car ever.
Yeah.
And then he finds a car. He gets in the backseat of the car. It's the trans or the homophobic bartender, and he looks back and he's got a smile, and then the locks close, and Deuce Bigelow turns and the car drives off as he's like terrified.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that makes sense why that bartender's an asshole, because he's secretly gay and doesn't know how to cope with his sexuality.
So that makes sense.
So now he's basically like a serial killer.
Yep.
He's basically like going to kill Deuce Bigelow. So I'm excited to see him get out of that situation and move to Europe.
He has to move to Europe to get away from this guy who they never found.
Right.
And then hopefully when he's away in Europe, that guy will get found. It all tracks.
It makes sense.
It all tracks.
It's like a Tarantino world building.
Have we figured out what we say at the end of this thing? God damn it.
No.
Should Rob Schneider, could you not? this. You know, I think we just end it. Rob Schneider, could you not?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Rob Schneider, could you not?
Rob Schneider, derp de derp, derp de derpity derpy derp. Until one day, a derp a derp a derp a derp, derp de derp, da tiddly toe. Oh, from the creators of Derp and Tug to Tiddly Dumpy Derp, Rob Schneider is da derp de derp da tiddly derpy derpy derp. Rated PG-13. Mm-hmm.